take a seat. If there's any boys and girls who want to come and sit at the front, get a better view of what's going to happen today, because I've brought something in from home. Look at this. Woof. Should have done me getting Kathy a new one. It's not very sturdy. Any boys and girls want to come to the front? It's okay. I got new aftershave this Christmas. Thanks, Oscar. Anyone else? That's it. Come on, Cole. There we go. That's more the merrier. Don't be scared, okay? I don't keep a list whether you're naughty or nice. Good to see you. Thank you very much. Well, I wonder how you've got on this morning. I wonder, boys and girls, are you pleased with your gifts? Yeah, fantastic. Bigger boys and girls, are you pleased with your gifts? Good stuff. Some families, though, don't they? They do things like they open one first thing and then you have to wait till later. Or some leave it till after the Queen's speech. I don't know how you do that. I just like to get them out the way. Breakfast first, because breakfast is always most important. And then presents after that. Now, I'm a pretty easy person to buy for, boys and girls. If you want to take a note, if anyone wants to take a note. I have four categories I tell people about. If I can read it, if I can eat it, if I can wear it, if I can listen to it, then that's fine. I'm not going to be disappointed, and you're not going to be disappointed when you see this face. Because this face will come when you don't stick to the four categories. But as I've got older, I love the classic presents. Classic presents like socks. Hands up those people who like a good pair of socks. And I'll show you. I've got my new socks on today. My sock situation was looking a bit dire a couple of weeks leading up to Christmas. And I was thinking, should I buy some? And I'd given enough hints to Kathy. And thankfully, it came about. And I've now got some lovely socks. And socks are great, aren't they? They make you feel comfortable and warm. Okay? They're like friends to your toes. Maybe that's an advert. Anyone in advertising, there's a slogan for your socks. I don't know what I said now. Fingers, feet, so okay, it can't be that good because I've just forgotten it myself. Socks are great. Socks, boys and girls, are essential, aren't they? We need socks on our feet, especially this time of year when it's a little bit colder. Now, we read that famous passage today, didn't we, about the wise men. And I've got to be honest, I've got a bit of beef with the wise men this morning because I think they do things that are wise, and we'll come to that in a minute, but they do things which are really unwise. They buy terrible gifts for the baby. Now, boys and girls, you might not know this, but when the wise men go to visit Jesus, he's probably about 2 years old. So about the age of little Alfie over there. Now, who would bring a 2-year-old gold, frankincense, and myrrh? Hands up, honestly, if you honestly know what frankincense and myrrh are. Be honest. Okay, I had to research it. This is what frankincense is. It's like an incense. So it's basically like a candle. And myrrh is like a perfume. Now, Kathy goes mad. And I jokingly do this. I don't do it, just in case anyone from social services is here. But I jokingly go to spray Alfie with some deodorant or put some aftershave on him. He's 2 years old. And Kathy says, no, his skin's too sensitive. You cannot do this. But the wise men somehow thought it was okay for baby Jesus. Maybe baby Jesus just had rhino-type skin. I don't know. And then they buy baby Jesus a candle. If I gave Alfie a candle, we'd be moving house pretty soon after. They are not wise gifts for a baby. One of the gifts they should have brought baby Jesus is socks. They should have got him socks. Now, okay, maybe the warm weather of the day may have precluded socks being worn, but in the Middle East, it gets really cold of a night, and I'm sure baby Jesus' feet really would have benefited from a good pair of socks. Now, you might be thinking, why on earth am I going on about socks so much? Well, I think socks can tell us a lot about the Christmas story, okay? And I'm going to try and tell it through some socks. Here we've got here. First ones are woolly socks. Here's some of my woolly socks here. Now, we just sang a song about the shepherds washing their socks by night, didn't we? While shepherds wash their socks by night by watching ITV, the angel of the Lord came down and changed to BBC. We all know, we love that one. What did the woolly socks remind us of? Well, that the angel came to shepherds. The angel didn't appear to politicians or kings or famous people. The angel appeared to ordinary guys, shepherds. And this Christmas story, this thing that we enter into today, it's not for the elite or the liberals. It's for ordinary people like me and you. Today is about Jesus, but it's also about the message that it has for us today. So we learn from woolly socks. Now the next ones I've had to put in a bag because these are smelly socks. These are my running socks from yesterday that haven't been washed yet. Would anyone like to smell them? Okay. Have a smell of them, Oscar. Anyone else want to smell these socks? These are, now I've got to put a peg on them because I think environmental health might close us down if that smell gets out. So there we go. Smelly socks. What do smelly socks remind us of? Well, they remind us of where Jesus was born. He was born in a stable or even a cave. Some people think it was a cave. He was born surrounded by animals and all their dung. So it would have really been smelly. And this reminds us that when Jesus came, he didn't come into the world with a silver spoon in his mouth. He entered this world with nothing. It was a borrowed manger. He would ride into town later in life on a borrowed donkey. He would be put in a borrowed tomb. Jesus didn't have a lot. He knows what it is to be in this world, a world of suffering, a world of darkness, a world of pain. Jesus understands the things that me and you go through each and every day. The next pair of socks, little baby socks. Here we go. Alfie's feet are freezing today. Only got one pair. But what the baby socks remind us that Jesus was born a human. He entered into this world as a baby, as a human. He lived in the same world as we do, under the same rules that God gives us, things to do and things not to do. Jesus knows what it's like to face temptation. He knows what it's like to be a young person who grows up with siblings who tease him. Jesus knows what it's like to live in this world. But here's a big difference, boys and girls. Look at these socks. No wonder I need new socks. Have you seen the back of these? They've got big holes. These are my holy socks. And there's another one there just to show. So I was in need of socks. What do these holy socks remind us of? Well, here's the big difference, boys and girls, bigger boys and girls, between us and Jesus. Jesus was born a baby, but that baby was God himself. That baby was God himself. Even though Jesus suffered, even though Jesus was tempted, even though Jesus was teased, he did not sin, not even once. And when Jesus dies on the cross, he can die for our sin because he never sinned. He is a perfect substitute. He takes all our sin and we receive all his perfection to us. And then finally, the last pair of socks are these. They're an odd pair. Odd socks. Because let's face it, this Christmas story, it's all a little bit odd, isn't it? A baby coming to earth who happens to be God, who's going to rescue the world from their sin, who's going to move people from darkness to light. That's all a bit odd, isn't it? Now, if you're like me, and I know I am, then you'll know. Thank you, thank you. Only very clever people get that joke. You'll know that we live in this pain and we'll feel shame, we'll feel guilt, we'll feel frustration. They're things that we all experience. Now, some people think the answer to get rid of those things are buying nice presents, losing a bit of weight, going on holiday, maybe starting a relationship, visiting the family. And they're all wonderful things that you should enjoy and be thankful for, but they're never going to take those feelings away. The only way that we're going to have peace with ourselves, peace with the world, peace with God, is through Jesus' death. It's through trusting that he died on the cross for our sins, that those feelings of shame, guilt, and frustration will finally put to bed because of Christ. So this Christmas story, it might sound a little bit odd, but I'm hoping deep down you actually know it's true. So boys and girls, let me just finish. Like socks, Jesus is essential. Sure, you might walk around without your socks for a day, a week, maybe a month or two, but eventually your feet are going to cry out, "We need socks!" You might live your life without Jesus, and you might get by without Jesus, but eventually God is going to cry out to you. And have you made yourself right with him? Have you come to trust in Christ? See, the wisest thing the wise men did, even though they were terrible at buying gifts, they did do something that was really wise, something that we should all do. It tells us that the wise men worship Jesus. And to worship Jesus means that we love Jesus more than anyone or anything else in this world. That we're prepared to put everything else behind following Jesus Christ. And when we realize who Jesus is, when we realize what Jesus has done, then the right response is to worship him. You see, friends, Jesus is essential now for this life and for the life to come. So this Christmas time, will you receive the essential gift of Jesus? Will you come to worship Jesus Christ? Merry Christmas.